WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. After several attacks on Jersey umpires at youth sporting events in recent years, lawmakers may soon pass a get-tough measure designed to curb that kind of violent behavior and put offenders in jail.
Jersey Assemblyman Raj Mukherjee says his proposed bill is intended to protect anybody serving as a referee, umpire, timer, scorer, coach, athletic trainer, or assistant at an organized children's sports event.
If they are assaulted at a school or community-sponsored youth sports event while performing their duties, instead of that being charged as simple assault, it's going to be charged as aggravated assault.
That charge can send you to prison for 5 years, says Mukherjee. But if you have this kind of violent outburst in front of children, that's sending the wrong message. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If you are getting a divorce in New Jersey, good luck getting a trial. The shortage of judges has become such a crisis in six Jersey counties. Civil and matrimonial trials are largely being suspended. Gloucester, Hunterdon, Salem, Somerset, Warren courts will only have a very limited number of non-criminal trials. Chief Justice Stuart Rabner again pleading with Governor Murphy and the legislature to appoint and confirm more judges to deal with a growing backlog of cases. I write more about this and its impact at NJ1015.com this morning. The Rutgers School of Nursing is confronting the nursing shortage in the Garden State. They'll soon be able to expand enrollment by at least 25% thanks to a $950,000 federal grant. School of Nursing Dean Linda Flynn says a lot of that money will be used to purchase high-tech mannequins that can be programmed to behave like hospital patients, offering more student nurses superior training opportunities.
Because they have better critical thinking skills, they develop muscle memory, they get to practice over and over and over again.
Jersey's been facing a nursing shortage for years. It's critically important to expand training opportunities, she says, for new nurses. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Be bold and get cold.
Cold as ice!
Join New Jersey 101.5's Big Joe Henry and NJ Special Olympics for the Seaside Polar Bear Plunge. Jump in the ocean with thousands freezing for a reason. Saturday, February 25th. Details and info are on our free app and NJ1015.com. Warm your heart and get cold. The Seaside Polar Bear Plunge with NJ Special Olympics. Only from New Jersey 101.5.
Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Stay away from the turnpike northbound side past exit 9. It's a crash in the car lanes between exits 9 and 10. Overturned vehicle involved there. Debris spill. And it looks like some of that spill has affected the truck lanes as well. So both the car and truck lanes are a mess. If you're coming north of Route 18, don't use the turnpike. Use Route 1 if you're trying to get north. And then back onto the turnpike up by 440 at Edison. Got an accident now on Route 78 eastbound side approaching Jugtown Mountain by exit 7. Traffic is very slow there in building. And Route 22 with a crash westbound by Warrenville Road at Greenbrook. At least one lane is closed. Traffic is backing up west of Washington Avenue. Leaving New Jersey, it's about 15 minutes now. George Washington Bridge, Holland Tunnel 20, Lincoln about 20, and in the area of the Lincoln Tunnel, Bergen Line Avenue is closed because of a big building fire last hour or so by 60th Street north of the Viaduct of 495. That's Bergen Line Avenue at West New York. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south 42. Look at you all northbound backed up Black Horse Pike up through to 295. And 295, by the way, is still slow northbound at exit 19 to exit 20. In between those exits, an accident in the right lane being worked on. And also we have traffic tough Atlantic City Expressway eastbound by exit 9. That's the exit for AC International Airport. A car fire in the right lane is blocked off. On the turnpike southbound at exit 4, roadwork, New Jersey fast traffic sponsored by My Place, Parks Casino and Sportsbook, and your place too. This is how you win. Parks Casino, so close to New Jersey and New York. Catch Deep Purple, and that's this Friday, February 10th. ParksCasino.com for tickets. Exit 6A off the turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 7:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:05. President Biden asked Republicans in his State of the Union address to work work with him to finish the job of rebuilding the economy and uniting the nation. He used his address Tuesday night to reassure a country beset by pessimism and fraught political divisions, offering a positive assessment of the nation's condition. You hosting for the big game? Prices are obviously higher today than pre-pandemic, but some Super Bowl staples have seen a dip in price over the last year.
The chicken wing supply is very healthy this year, so compared to last Super Bowl, prices are down a good amount. You can save even more by opting for the frozen bagged buffalo wings instead of a prepared tray to feed 10 people that may cost you about $60. Another $60 or so for a deli platter or a 3-foot sub. Again, you could save by straying from the fully prepared route. Beer prices are up from last year, soft drinks as well. To save a few bucks at checkout, you could skip the name brands for menu items such as soda, chips, and dip. In Monmouth County, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 7:07. We're getting an update on this spring-like weather with Dan next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I listen to you every day. Love listening to you guys.
New Jersey, 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We flip right back to nice, mild weather today, although it is a bit damp this morning. Some mist and early clouds quickly clearing to sunshine. Partly sunny, breezy this afternoon. Highs in the lower to mid-50s today. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the lower to mid-30s. We're back in the 50s tomorrow, but not quite as pleasant with clouds and scattered rain showers likely between midday and the evening hours tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your heating system for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire winter. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
Mount Holly is 34, Blairstown 29, Brielle is 37. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand.
New Jersey 101.5.